Got it hard one more time. Now the other way.
In the pouring rain and chill wind, a pickup truck struggles to get a twisted lump of mud-covered metal that was once a car off the road.
All right, straighten out now. Now hit it.
It seems an ill portent for the cleanup operation to come. The area is littered with shattered, useless vehicles, alongside smashed up buildings, twisted power lines, and telephone poles snapped like so many broken pencils.
Chris, we're slow down until we get that pole down here.
But as the rain clears, the men in hard hats and work shirts with names stitched onto their breast pockets are up in the cherry picker, stripping down the defunct metalwork from those telephone poles still standing and replacing what's needed. Brandon leads the three-man crew.
So when did you get the call to start getting the poles back up?
About 6:30 last night.
That quickly? Just a couple of hours after the whole thing had...
We come down this morning. We left about 5.
It's quite something getting it going this quickly, isn't it?
It's what we do every day. Build new lines. It's what this crew does.
And how long are you going to work at this today?
Till they tell us to quit.
Because I'd have thought there'd be a bit of a pause before reconstruction started.
Oh, no. It's just right after. As soon as we get the all clear, they're getting after it.
There is a staggering amount to be done. The impact of the tornado is, it's almost indescribable. A violence that pulverized houses, tore apart schools and hospitals, cast debris over what seems to be every scrap of land. But there's an odd feeling in the air. You'd have thought that people would be on their backs at such a blow, but they're not. In this patch of devastation, the air is thick with can-do.
You want to take a look in here?
Joel Jackson is clearing out his father-in-law's house. Unlike many in the area, the walls are still standing, but there's water coming in the roof and the windows have been blown in. But he's not exactly chipper and hardly downhearted.
What can I say? This is our home, this is where we live, and we endure it. Just like, you know, in California, they endure earthquakes. On the Gulf Coast, and they endure hurricanes. We as Americans, we endure these sort of tragedies, and we will rebuild.
And when you look up and down the street and you see this place that looks like a bit of a war zone, all that will be rebuilt too?
That will all be rebuilt. I promise you, probably about 2 years, you come back here and you'll say, wow, a tornado actually came through here. But the heartache, the anguish of going through this, it's tough. It's really tough. But like I said, we will endure. We're resilient. We're Oklahomans. You know, this is home.
Okay.
There will be recriminations over the coming days over the lack of shelters, the lack of warning, the pace of reconstruction. But the way Americans bounce back is a constant source of wonder. Maybe it takes the worst to bring out the best.
Come on! Keep coming! All right, you're good!